Thank you for coming over. I'm sorry. No, I forget. Yeah, people sleep apparently. I was just seeing if you're awake. I appreciate you coming over. You'll probably fall asleep now. Yeah. I mean, you know that. Yeah, nothing's changed. Just like when we were in high school. Well, at least now you don't have to sneak through the window. And you can just come through the front door. Oh, does it lose a little bit of its charm? Let's have the fun sneaking around. Well, no. To be fair, I would have come to you more often. You lived on a second story. Do you know how hard it was to climb? That was not the way. I tried that one time. It was such a bad idea. You really shouldn't try to climb a drain pipe. No, getting on top of the garage and going over the roof was the easier way. It was better. Yeah. Oh my god, I completely forgot. Yeah, that time your neighbor saw me get it. Oh my god. Yeah, he called the police because he thought it was somewhere. Oh my god, I never ran so fast in my life. I mean, yeah, because I was literally like 5 or 6 streets over. I was like ducking down by the canals because I was like, oh man, I'm going to get. Yeah, I thought I was going to get in so much trouble. You were texting me the whole time it was happening. Oh my god. I was so tired the next. Yeah, we both were. Yeah, happy memories. Yeah, I could totally fall asleep. You know I can. So I appreciate you coming over. You didn't need to. Glad you like the company too. Oh my god, you're the best company. You really are. I love talking to you. I mean, yeah, you're also a really good listener. You really are. Yeah, when I talk to you, I just feel safe. I mean, maybe that's part of the reason, because you've known me for so long. Yeah, you really know all of me. You probably are, honestly. Yeah, you're probably the person I'm the closest with. Yeah, out of everyone. I didn't text anyone else. No one else I wanted to hear. Yeah, besides you? No. It's really true. What? I know you're thinking something. Yeah, it's like you have a question. Ask it. What's up? This is not too late. Do you know how many conversations we've had after 3 in the morning? Not on for tomorrow. No, not until late. Are you working tomorrow? I probably should have asked you that before I let you come over. No, I probably still let you come over regardless. Yeah. Although I shouldn't if you had work in the morning. Because you're going to be exhausted. Yeah, you don't operate well in no sleep. I should know. I'll ask. Ask your question, and then we can go to sleep, deal. So what is it? What do I think about falling in love? Like in general? Like in the abstract? I think it's scary. I think, it's good, but it's scary. Well, it's scary because you're opening yourself up to being hurt. Like, you're being vulnerable with a person and giving yourself completely. It's kind of hard to do, you know? I mean, it depends on the person. Because some people, it's, like, seamless. Like, you just, I don't know. Like, they just tear down your walls. There's just something about them that wants, I don't know, that makes you just want to open up. Be honest and be vulnerable. But it depends on the person. Why? I was angry when I said that. Yeah, I was sad and I was angry. I was just, you know, I was reeling from that breakup and I was just kind of like, I didn't mean it. I wasn't like, I'm never going to fall in love again. I was just scared to. Yeah, because I've just been really hurt. The last thing I wanted to do was be vulnerable with someone else. That's what they call falling in love, though. Yeah. I mean, they can call it whatever, but they chose falling for a reason. Yeah. Because it's like a leap of faith. Like, it's a gamble. Like, you're going to fall in love, and then you have to hope that the other person falls in love, too. That's why it's falling. You're hoping the other person is going to catch you. So it depends on the person. Because with the right person, it's easy. It's seamless. It's like, it's natural as breathing. It just is. It can be. I know it can be. Like, how do I know if I'm in love? Like, I don't know. Like, you just want him around all the time. Like, you always want him close. And close is never enough. Like, you want them as close as they can be. You don't want anything separating you from them. No space, no distance. You want to be as close as you can. Yeah, it's like something deep inside of you, like a magnet's just drawing you to this person. You just can't get them out of you. Like, out of your mind, out of your thoughts, out of your feelings. Like, they're intrinsically becoming part of you. Yeah. It's like a wanting. It's a desire. It's like, if I woke up tomorrow, right? I need air. I need food. I need water. Like, this person is like one of those needs. Like, if I can't picture my life without them, then without a doubt I love them, you know? But it's more than that, too. It's like a desire to protect them, to, like, I don't know, it's such a big, all-encompassing emotion. Yeah, love. It really is. Why? What else are you thinking about love? It's just a random question. Just a 3 a.m. thought. Yeah. Nothing in particular. Why don't I believe you? I should. Okay. I'll believe you. Yeah, I'll drop it. I'll drop it. Only if you come here. Come closer and I'll drop it. What? I can't look at you. No. Why should I close my eyes? You're the one who's working in the morning. You need to close your eyes. Yeah, you need to go to sleep. I'll go to sleep too. I actually will. I promise. I really appreciate you coming over. Yeah. Sleep again. Yeah, I'll go to sleep in a second. I promise. Promise, promise, promise. You're right here beside me, of course I'll fall asleep. Go to bed. Yeah. I do love you. I really do. I think I'm just afraid to admit it. I'm afraid for things to change. If I tell you I love you, if I change this, if I...